It's good to spend some time reflecting at this season of remembrance. And we remember that the freedoms and the lifestyle which we enjoy and take for granted in our own nation were won and preserved at a quite monstrous cost of human life and suffering. As part of our remembering, and quite rightly, more and more people are nowadays visiting the enormous cemeteries of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission in Europe and elsewhere throughout the world. As you walk between the long rows of carefully maintained headstones, you are oppressed by the reality of unlived lives, of talents and potential unfulfilled. Here lie not only the bodies of young men, but of all that in their lives they might have achieved, in home and family, in business, industry and public service, in works of art and music and science. Remembrance is not just a remembrance of those who died, it is also to remember the human implications of their deaths. So if our first task on Remembrance Sunday is to remember those who gave their lives, our second task is to remember and not to forget what the reality of war actually is. Yes, of course, on one hand it is about something deeply selfless and commendable. Courage, unselfishness, commitment to a cause, dedication, unforgettable comradeship, etc. But the brutal harsh reality is this. It is primarily about squalor, stench, muddle, boredom, fear, injury, pain, terrifying and cruel death, bereavement, loss and PTSD. I nearly added the words and waste, but those men of the British Army who rescued starving inmates from the concentration camps of Belsen and Dachau were in no doubt at all that cleansing our world from the evil of Nazism was no kind of waste. The historian Arnold Toynbee, in his autobiography, pointed out that war is the creation of man and it is our task to control it before it destroys us. And in an age when nuclear and biological weapons are in the hands of some ruthless, powerful and narcissistic leaders, war remains by far the worst threat to the survival of humanity. As we move onwards in the 21st century then, and as we recall the sacrifice of those whom we remember this day, perhaps, while there is yet time, humanity will grasp the saving truth of those words spoken on a Galilean hillside 2,000 years ago by Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.